Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Dan Motor and Janice LaRosso with Explore Licking County. You know, a lot of folks think it's summer, spring, that's a big time to get out and do things. There's not a lot going on in the community. You know better than I. There's a ton of stuff going on in the fall in Licking County, right?
I could almost argue that the fall is one of our busier seasons. You know, Licking County does an amazing job with orchards, with pumpkin patches, with all the fun kind of fall things. And it's really a nice push in sort of that fourth quarter. But I'll tell you, too, Christmas, you know, the holiday season's kind of crazy around here, too.
The Christmas tree country.
The Christmas tree market is huge. You know, there's some reporting right now that Licking County is the largest producer of live Christmas trees in the state of Ohio. So,
really?
It is not unusual beginning really that Black Friday that you see every car coming through Newark, Granville, wherever they happen to be coming from with the, you know, that quintessential Christmas tree strapped to the roof of whatever.
Well, that's got to be satisfying, though. I mean, you know, the line of work you find yourself in, I mean, getting people out of the town to come out and get some fresh air, have some fun with the kids. Yep. I mean, you know, we talk about it with Van Buren Acres, you know, the Pigeon View Roost. I mean, there's all kinds of places. And that's kind of that day trip. That's kind of exactly what your sweet spot is.
And, you know, we can pull from the Columbus Metro all day, every day for those kind of things. You know, there's something super nostalgic, I think, about cutting your own Christmas tree or finding the perfect pumpkin or, you know, apples for grandma's pie or whatever it happens to be. So I think we really in Licking County corner the market on that idea of nostalgia, especially in the fourth quarter. So be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. It's coming. I don't know. Is there like 73 days until Christmas or something?
Not that you're counting.
Right. Right.
Janice, kind of new with Explore Licking County, how much fun have you had? Because I mean, I know, you know, Dan and Carol and the rest of the staff down there, they work hard, but boy, they have fun when they do it. How happy have you been being there?
Oh my gosh, it's a blast. They are a fabulous team. I got to go to my first Ohio Travel Association conference with them and meet some of the tourism friends around the state. And you know, When hospitality is part of your genes, joining a team where hospitality rules is just a blast.
Did you have any idea how popular this county was for different things? Like Dan mentioned, Christmas trees and, you know, the pumpkin patches and all that. But I mean, tourism is a big driver for this county.
Yeah, luckily I did. I served previously for Dan on the board of directors for ELC and super proud of, you know, my home county. You know, we have a lot going on here. We have fabulous attractions in our outdoor, our green space. Like one of my funnest thing this year was I got to actually hide the Find the Glass glass. And Dan was like, thanks for being so excited. You get to hide all 50.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was like,
because Dan's over it.
Right. And I was like, I'll hide one. But then I turned it into a competition, didn't I?
She did. She's very competitive.
My first piece of glass, I was so, and then you're funny because you're like in a public green space with this lovely piece of glass, trying to hide it and not look suspicious. And then you're like poking around in the bushes and stuff. And then
again, children's services. Okay.
To be honest with you, can she go anywhere where she doesn't look suspicious?
I know, right? I feel like Randy Thorpe maybe is watching.
She's up to something right now. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Don't know what's in her pockets, Joel.
But my first piece, like somebody found it in 20 minutes, and I was so crestfallen. But it's, you know, it's a real privilege to be part of this team.
That Find the Glass, Dan, that has been a very popular thing.
No, it's bananas.
Yeah.
It's so, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know about that sort of scavenger hunt idea. This was our fourth year. We've got about 3,500 active users right now that are following us and looking for the glass. And I'll tell you what, if we don't have that clue out Friday at 5 o'clock, people are pinging us. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep doing it. We've got something super fun queued up for next year to commemorate the America 250. It's going to be sort of Explore Licking County's piece of that anniversary pie, if you will. And we're not going to give away too much. We'll start teasing it in January, but it'll be a new design that is very harkens back to a lot of Licking County's history. So we're going to we're going to drive people into all the green space again, but they're going to be looking for something a little different next year.
So I thought maybe it was like mode of transport. You had to come by a canal boat or steam engine. Or...
No, but that's not
that's a bad idea.
I feel like we're going to have to dig something for that to happen, Joel. But
thanks a lot.
Right.
I think the WNKO stagecoach tour of Licking County for you sounds amazing.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's get them on the road.
We'll see what you started.
I'm in.
You see what you started.
I'll dust off the top hat. We'll be fine.
That's right.
Hey, tourism, real quick. We're talking about how big it is, but numbers-wise, we talk about this all the time, and you don't have to have the exact numbers, but the money it brings into this community is huge.
It is. Yes, it is. I'm a little, all stumbly around that for some reason. So we're sitting, the latest numbers as reported to us from the Ohio Department of Development, which is where all those numbers come from. I don't make them up. But we're at about $588 million annually in the tourism spend coming through the county. You know, that's a direct and an indirect, and the direct spend is what you think it's going to be. It's your Christmas tree, it's lodging, it's food and beverage, those type of things. But there is that indirect spend too. When folks like Janice and I that work in the industry, we spend our paychecks in the county on our own Christmas trees or, a bushel of apples or whatever that happens to be. So it's big business growing every year. We're up about 10% from where we were 2 years ago, and coming out of the pandemic, it really was like out of a cannon. We were very fortunate, I think, to recover as quickly as we did in the county from COVID. Huge driver of employment, too. So there's about 6,900 of us, about one in every 12 in the county working in the industry right now. So it's keeping people employed. And, Dave and Joel, I tell people all the time, many of these jobs are good jobs, and they're it's not always what you think it's going to be, and they're not always minimum wage jobs. They're, it looks like I make minimum wage, but actually,
The real pants give it away.
Yeah, the real pants, yeah. I mean, I've had the real pants since, high school, but...
Hey, if you can still fit in them, God bless you.
I'm sitting down, Joel, so, I clearly don't fit
but Dan,
in them.
I mean, seriously, those numbers are huge. So, when you come out at Explore LC... every day, is it about continuing to highlight what's happening here, or is it about brainstorming new ways to make the community stickier? Like, hey, have we grown into this area or that area?
I think it's a little of both. It's out of both buckets, I think. We've got about 500 partners countywide that we're working with every day to continue to create these environments in which people want to hang out and be part of us for a long weekend or even a day. But I think it's too, in the finishing up of the Sullivan Building is a great example of how we are just continually trying to change the narrative and create more spaces where the visitor and residents feel comfortable and they want to be and they want to understand sort of the power of Licking County, which, we're in such great shape right now. I mean, very prime for continued growth in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think it's out of both buckets. We are always brainstorming the next big thing. And, I think we've done a really great job of luring people into that with us, and they want to be part of it and change their own business models sometimes to fit what the customer's asking for.
I kind of touched on it a little bit, but, it's been a few years in the making, but that Sullivan Building downtown, ready to go. You guys will be moving in there. That'll be your offices. How exciting is this?
I don't know. Do you want me to go, Janice?
I think you should.
Okay.
You've been on the project the longest.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. It's this project. I jumped on with the foundation really in 2014. So we've been working this thing for about 11 years. I tell people I had darker hair. I was in my late 40s when we started this. Now I'm pushing 60, but it has been a career highlight. I will say that for sure. I've learned an awful lot about the history of Newark, as it relates to that building in that corner on the courthouse square. I've learned an awful lot about Louis Sullivan, amazing, remarkable architect. That really changed the skyline in America. learned an awful lot about construction that I didn't know, art restoration that I didn't know. So it has been, it's been a labor of love. I think Connie Hawk from the Licking County Foundation would agree with me that we knew this was not going to be a sprint. This was going to be a marathon. And I think we were dealing with a building that is so historically significant, nationally and internationally renowned. I mean, Sullivan is the guy. Architects kind of bow down in front of sort of the idea of Sullivan today. So we knew that we couldn't rush it. And this was not, I tell people all the time, this was not a Home Depot job. This, you know, we were able to bring in Rogers Cranach Architects, who specialize in historic restoration, especially in buildings that have acclaim. Conrad Schmidt Studios from Wisconsin, they did all of the art restoration for us. They also did the West Courtroom restoration. So we were able to kind of tag team with the county on their work. Dana's Construction, the general contractors, have been just amazing to work with. There has been no, we haven't missed anything, I don't think. And that's what it you know, it's what took 11 years. Because you want it to be right. The world's kind of watching this whole thing. They're watching the corner of 3rd Main and downtown Newark right now. So we had to get it right. Mm-hmm. And part of getting it right was hiring Janice to help me get it right when we moved in. Mm-hmm. So very exciting time.
All right, hit us with it. You're talking about folks can get in there and do some different things. What will be done there?
Well, so first, you can come and see the absolute most amazing restoration I've ever experienced, from the serpentine to the murals to the gold leaf. It is absolutely stunning. Starting the week of, we're calling it the week of Sullivan. So on October 27th, that's a Monday, we will be open to the public and do a key handing of the key ceremony between the Licking County Foundation and our organization. And then you can come in and have a tour. And then the rest of the week, we want to celebrate art, literature, music. So Tuesday, Joe Tebbin will, who's written the most amazing book, it's really kind of my Bible, on the building, will give a book talk and do a book signing. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a quartet from Newark High School. That's a brass quartet. So can't wait to kind of explode music in there. And then now we're going to do some art. Thursday, great friends, Graham Judge from The Works, who blows glass, and Tom Markgraf, who creates amazing sculpture in ceramics, will have a joint show. Then on Friday, my friend Joe Sinsabaugh is going to bring in his art. And then Peter Larson, the most amazing pianist on the planet, is going to play some music. And then on Saturday, we'll continue Joe's show for 2 days. And then our friends at Velvet will have some treats for us. So all the programming starts at 12:15. And if you've ever been in downtown Newark on Wednesday at noon, you'll know why, because they test the siren. So you can't hear anything for a moment or two. So 12:15. And then also that'll stick in your memory. So, and then just also come and visit, you know, if you can't come at 12:15, we'll be there until 4 each day to kind of show off the building and answer questions. I love 3rd Street. I always say to everyone, 3rd Street's my street in downtown Newark. You had John J. Carroll at one end and Jerry's Fabrics at the other end. And, you know, all the stores that we remember from our childhood, Scharf's and Klein's and W.T. Grant. So it's just the grandest street in downtown Newark. 3rd mm-hmm. Street's our street.
Now, for folks who want to come down for Monday, is that open, the kind of the big ceremony? Maybe talk about when that's going to take place and what you're kind of suggesting folks do, because I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit crowded down there.
Right. So we're really lucky that that corner, the sidewalk, is really wide on the Main Street side. So when Connie and Mike Schmidt and Dan actually hand over the keys, we'll be right outside there on the corner so that there's, you know, kind of plenty of wiggle room. You know, if you've been in the Sullivan, the max occupancy on that first floor is 49 people. So we kind of thought that more than 49 will show up. So we're going to just pop outside for, you know, just a few minutes of some remarks and then, you know, celebration with the giant key.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Dan Motor, and Janice LaRosso with Explore Licking County. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.